This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dogs say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning.
The colors of the rainbow,
to the Paul Parent
Garden Club. In the sky.
In fact, it's Easter Sunday, and we want to wish you all a very, very happy Easter. And thank you for joining us this morning. And we'll try and get you prepared for the up-and-coming season. It's been a slow start, but things are beginning to move in a positive fashion. Days are getting longer, definitely. The days are getting warmer. And I'm sure you're all itchy to get out there and really begin to work. So if you have any questions, don't be shy. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's 855-660-4261. And we'll work together to solve any of the problems that you do have. And with the holiday being upon us today, those of you that have purchased an Easter lily, you're choosing which at one time was the most prestige flower for the holiday. Everybody had an Easter lily. All the churches, it didn't matter what the religion was, were filled with Easter lilies. And it was a crop that the greenhouses had a lot of lost sleep, because an Easter lily is unique, because every year Easter comes a different time. And some years you're actually planting your Easter lilies when you're growing your poinsettia. So on top of the benches, you would have your poinsettias getting ready for Christmas, and underneath the benches would be your Easter lilies, the bulb that you planted in a pot with some soil, and you would be growing them for an early Easter. This year it's late, so the lilies were started in the greenhouse and moved to a refrigerator unit, where they were kept into a dormancy type period, where the roots developed, but the top did not come out. And it just gave the plant to get better established. And then they were taken out, put into a greenhouse, and prepared for the holiday. And I can remember my first week in college, we were learning about some of the holiday plants, and that particular week we were learning about the Easter lily. And my teacher was explaining how to grow the crop, and he looked at my college roommate. His name is Bruce Dunlop. He's from Chicopee, Massachusetts. And his family at the time owned a large greenhouse in that town in Western Massachusetts. And he said, "Mr. Dunlop, how do you grow Easter lilies?" And his response was, "In a wheelbarrow." And I looked at him and I said, "In a wheelbarrow?" And the teacher said, "Mr. Dunlop, can you explain for some of the people that have never grown Easter lilies?" And he said, "I hate Easter lilies." And I said, "What do you mean? How can you hate Easter lilies?" And the teacher said, "Tell your roommate how you grow Easter lilies and the rest of the class." And he said, "Well, we had them in storage because Easter was going to be early. When the time was right, we took them out of the refrigerated area. We put them on the benches in the greenhouse. We turned the temperature to a certain level. And as they began to grow and make a bud, those that were growing a little quicker than we wanted to, we would put them in a wheelbarrow and we would move them into another greenhouse where we ran it cooler. And that would slow down the development of the buds. And then if they were growing too slow, we'd move them back into the warm greenhouse. So the lilies were moved continuously from day to day, from hot to cold and back and forth, so that they would be perfect for the Easter season. And he said, for 2 weeks, that's all we did, was move the ones that were coming too fast into cold, and the ones that weren't cold, that weren't coming as quickly, back to a warm greenhouse. And it was just an awful lot of work moving things back and forth. And then our teacher took out a large planting label, about 12 inches long, like a wooden stake or a marker. And we drew the outline of a flower bud on it. And according to the size, we drew like a yardstick. And it told us that when the bud at 3 inches, it was within 5 days of flowering. Within 4 inches, it was 4 days, and so forth. So we had a flower bud indicator, and just by putting this little stick with some lines on it, we knew when the Easter lily was going to bloom. And I still have it today at home with all of my notes from college. But the Easter lily in the last few years, there seems to be fewer of them around. And I think that what has happened is the work that's been done on forcing spring flowering bulbs, tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, and some of your smaller flowering bulbs. And then also with the way that they could force ahead of schedule your oriental lilies, the ones that are really fragrant and have beautiful color, pinks and reds and yellows and golds in the flower itself. So all this new research into making a plant bloom ahead of time, and that seemed to excite people more. And the popularity of tulips really caught on. Daffodils have never been quite as good, basically because they get a little bit taller and they have a tendency to flop over. So you need to put a couple of pencil stakes with some green string around them, especially if they get too warm, because they'll flop over. Hyacinths have been very good, but they tend to get a little bit top-heavy. And if you've got 3 to 5 in a pot, then sometimes you have to put some string around them to hold them together. But tulips, they just come and do very, very well. So the things that you want to be aware of is, first of all, for your Easter lily, if you're choosing an Easter lily, you want to make sure that it's not in full bloom. You want to get only one or two buds on it. You want to have a minimum of five flowers, no less than five. And from what I've been seeing, the prices have come down tremendously. Lilies that used to sell for $7 or $8 are now selling for probably $3, $4, $5, and $6. So they've come down $1 or $2 for the same plant. So if you're choosing an Easter lily, one or two blooms, and the others you want just the buds. That way they'll last longer. And when the lily opens, you'll see the five pollen sacs in the blossom. Remove them. If you can remove the pollen sacs in your Easter lily, you will allow that flower to use its energy to keep the plant healthy and strong, and you'll give that bloom an additional day or two to bloom. So remove the pollen sacs and they'll flower longer, and the inside of the bloom won't get all dusty yellow. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help with your yard, then give me a call. The number is 855-660-4261. We were talking about the Easter lilies and how important it is to remove the yellow pollen sacs. Don't let them get all dusty, because then the pollen will fall and it will stain the inside of your beautiful white trumpet flower. So pull those out, and by removing the pollen sacs again, it will make the plant bloom for an extra day or two, each of the individual flowers. So keep removing them, and as the flowers begin to get dirty, then cut them off and start feeding the plant. Just get a liquid lung food, a liquid plant food like the Espoma Organic. They have a product called Grow, and you mix it with water, feed it, and it's got all the beneficial microbes in it and totally organic, a lot better than fish emulsion. And when the weather conditions where you live are frost-free, take your Easter lily and you want to plant it. Now, a normal potted plant, you would put it at the same level. But your Easter lily, you want to plant it about 2 inches deeper than the top of the soil from the pot. So pull the pot off of it. It planted a couple of inches deeper. If you can add some compost or manure and prepare the soil just like you would if you're planting geraniums or any kind of a flower or vegetable, and the plant will develop in your garden, and next year it will bloom at the normal time. Now, the normal time for an Easter lily to bloom is during June, July, depending on where you live. And now it's in bloom during April because it was forced, it was tricked into blooming ahead of time. And the way that they do that is they pot it up, allow it to grow in a greenhouse until the roots begin to form, and then they put it in a refrigerator. And for a grower, it would be a tractor trailer, and that has a refrigeration system, and they're kept cool. And when you plant them in the ground, they will resume their normal growth habit. Now, if you can take care of that Easter lily, within the second year, your bulb will split, and you'll have two stems. And within a five-year period, your Easter lily will have three stems with multiple flowers on each stem. So don't toss it. And if you're working at a church, or the pastor of the church decides that he doesn't need the lilies anymore because they're done blooming, and they're giving them away, take them home and plant them in your perennial bed, and you'll have some beautiful flowers during the early summer season, and you'll have some nice color. So never throw your Easter lilies away. If you have friends and family that don't want them, take them, and you can plant them in a cluster, and they'll do very, very well. And like all lilies, you have that Asiatic lily beetle. But that's easily solved by using some tree and shrub made by Bonide or Bayer. And you mix it with water, give it a good drink, and it's a systemic that will go inside the plant. And when the Asiatic lilies begin to chew in the foliage, it will take care of them. So it's a good product. And it will keep all of your lilies very, very safe. Now, our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. And if you need some help, you give us a call. And we'll take real good care of you. Isaiah, we have a caller.
Yes, we do. But the break
and we're coming up on the break. As soon as we come back, we'll go right to the phone lines. But if you need some help, join us this morning, 855-660-4261. We're here to help you prepare for spring. And boy, a lot of us are looking forward to it. It's been a long, snowy winter.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced lawn care scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months. One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advanced to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for soil and turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. And we're going to go right to the first caller this morning. Isaiah, who's up first on this beautiful Easter Sunday morning?
Good morning, Paul. All right, first up, looks like we have Robin from Philadelphia. And she has a question about her tri-plant.
Okay. Robin, happy Easter to you and good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question about actually two questions. One is about trilliums. I wanted to transplant several of them, and I wasn't sure if there's anything special that I need to do.
Okay. Now, have they begun to poke through the ground?
Yes, they have, and some of them have flowers that are starting to bloom.
Okay. Wait until they're done blooming. If they were just poking out of the ground, you could move them now. But because they're in bloom, if you try and dig them, you run the risk of the plant dropping your flower buds due to the shock of being moved. So as soon as you see that the flowers are beginning to get a little dirty and some of the blooms are falling, then you can dig them up and you can move them. Add some either compost or some cow manure or chicken manure, blend it in, and plant them at the same level that they have come out of your garden to the new location, and they should do very, very well for you. But if you try and move them, and this would be with any plant, when it's in full bloom and you don't get enough of a root system with it, the plant, because of the lack of roots, would tend to drop some of those flower buds.
Okay, Paul, and I had a second question.
Sure.
We have Solomon seals that we've had for quite a few years.
Yeah.
And for a lot of reasons, we're a little late this season, and we think our dogs might have started chewing the tops as they've come out of the ground. I wasn't sure if they would rebloom or if any plants will come out of the ground again for this season, or if there's anything we can do at this point.
I would think that the plant would be still able to send out some new shoots. What I would do is I would get a good organic fertilizer. Espomer has a product called Garden Tone, and it's all organic, all natural, and it has all of the beneficial microbes. Also, Dr. Earth has a fertilizer that's called Bud and Bloom, and I think either one of those two would be very, very good. And for a grouping of, let's say, normally 5 to 7 stems coming out, a good mounded handful, sprinkle it right in the area where the Solomon seal have been chewed on by the dogs. Scratch it in gently with your fingertips, and then give it a good drink. And what's nice about an organic food, it's not going to deliver everything all at once. It feeds it slowly over a 90-day period, and it will stimulate the roots to grow with the beneficial microbes, and that will help the plant to produce brand new shoots to replace the ones that were accidentally chewed on by your dogs. But it should come right back for you. But just feed it to give it an easier time to rebuild all of the missing energy and to replace the missing shoots that the plant did originally that were chewed by the dog. But they will come back for you.
Okay, Paul, and by Garden Tone, did you mean Biotone or Garden Tone?
I would use Garden Tone. Garden Tone has more fertilizer in it, and it's something that you can use on all of your perennials. As a matter of fact, that Trillium, when you move that Trillium, take if you've got a multi-stem crop, put like a half a handful around it. After it's in the ground, put it around the Trillium plant, scratch it in with your fingertips so that you don't see it on the surface, and then give it a good drink, and that will help to rebuild the root system because you dug it up. You can't get every single root out. So this will help to rebuild the roots that you weren't able to.
Okay, great. All right, I appreciate your time.
I thank you. Anytime, Robin, and you have a wonderful Easter.
All right, thanks. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. And if you need some help, give us a call. And one thing that should be done, if you live in New England, New York, even parts of Pennsylvania, the northern and in the mountains, where things haven't really leafed out a lot, you want to make sure that you prune your roses. So even if you're in Minnesota, you're in Washington State, if you're in Fairbanks or Anchorage, Alaska, now's the time to prune your roses before they start to grow. You can control the size of your plant, you can stimulate a lot of new growth, and you can make your plant produce more and more flowers. So don't be scared. Prune your roses, and this is the time of the year to do it. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, up next we have Nancy, and she's from New Bedford, Massachusetts, and she has a question about her roses today.
Okay, Nancy, good morning, and happy Easter to you.
Well, good morning, Paul, and the same to you.
Thank
I have
you.
Two questions. The first one is your newsletter up and running yet?
The newsletter is going to start this coming Thursday.
Oh, okay, good. I was afraid I was left out and can't have that,
nope.
You know.
Is that
okay, my question about roses is that I have slaughtered them. I feel it's very scary pruning the roses way down, but I have done pretty well with it, I think. And I'm going to put some rose tone and around them. My question is, on some of them, I notice I have little leaves like coming out, and I do have a problem with black spot. Not now, but like later on, and when it gets more humid, and
right.
In the summer. And I was going to start spraying now, but my question to you is it too soon? I checked the Bonide label, and it said at bud break, but I don't know what bud break is. You know,
okay.
I'm assuming it's these little green leaves that are coming out, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah, it's still a little bit early to use a fungicide.
Yeah,
you want the plant to have a good source of foliage. See, if you only have a couple tiny leaves on mm-hmm. your roses, you need to put the fungicide on the leaf where the disease is going to be a problem. And
okay.
if most of your plant still hasn't leafed out, mm-hmm. you'd be wasting that product. So you want to wait until you're seeing growth about an inch or more from the new buds that are making that growth, so that you've got some surface to attach the fungicide on.
Okay, so bud break, that's what bud break means, these leaves? What's bud break exactly?
Bud break is when the flower bud is beginning to form on your plant.
Okay.
And so flower buds are not going to be visible until June.
Okay.
Okay, because
okay.
normally around Father's Day in June, your roses, at least in New England, they start to bloom around Father's Day, okay? But because you've had a problem in the past, then it's a good idea to get started and get it on there so that when the disease does get active, the mm-hmm. product is already on the foliage, and you've got the right idea to because you've had that problem.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than wait until the roses make the buds, when you've got about an inch or two of foliage on your plant, then mm-hmm. put it on. And everything is either late or early this year. We've had mm-hmm. a late spring. We've had some warm weather. We've had some cold weather. So we don't know what's going to happen. So I think as soon as you get an inch or two of growth on your roses, put the fungicide, repeat it every couple of weeks, and mm-hmm. that way you're ready. And when the disease comes with the weather changes, then the product is already on the foliage and it will control it.
Okay, very good. Just one more other question. I'm thinking about it. In pruning the roses, I've noticed some of them have rather long stems, and with nothing on them. But yet, it's breaking bud, I guess you might call it, on the tips of them. Is that in the? But the cane itself looks dead to me. And if it wasn't for this new growth that's sprouting here and there, is it dead, or should I cut it back, or should I leave it and it's going to fill in? You know what I mean?
What I do when I prune my roses, if I have a shoot mm-hmm. that's less than a half an inch in diameter,
yeah,
then I cut those out. And I mm-hmm. only keep the big, thick stems that are going to be a half an inch or more in diameter. So anything that's skinny, that's like mm-hmm. pasta almost, then mm-hmm. I remove all of those skinny buds. They're not going to be productive.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you're pruning it, when you're done, you've taken half of the branches off.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. That's what's happening.
It is scary.
Yeah.
It is scary. And I'll tell you, the first time I potted roses, I was going to college at University of Massachusetts, learning to get into this field.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home for spring break during the middle of March. And it was the time to pot roses. And we got roses bare root in bundles of 10 from California. They had been kept in dormancy all winter long. We took them out of the boxes. We had a little pond behind the greenhouses, and we set them in the water for a couple of days so they could get some good water into them. And then when it was time to pot, we cut the bundle apart. We pruned back the root system by a third of what was there.
Mm-hmm.
And these roses, the tops, were 18 inches long. Mm. We cut them down to about 8 inches.
Wow.
And I was horrified.
Yeah.
And I said, isn't the customer losing because we're taking so much of the top off?
Yeah.
And our landscape foreman, he said, this is how the rose company wants to do it, because it will stimulate more new growth. And that's what I do every year. Thank you.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. And if you need some help, give us a call. We're here for you this morning. That's 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next this morning?
All right, up next we have Trishan, and they have a question about blackberries.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Easter, and how can we help you with your garden this morning?
Well, happy Easter to you, sir.
Thank you.
And my best wishes to my beautiful state of Maine, which I left years ago. I want to plant some blackberries. Some places in Maine, they grow wild, but maybe I'm not quite right there. They might be a black raspberry, but I live here in Massachusetts, and where I live anyway, the soil isn't that good. It's pretty rocky and bony and everything else. So yeah, I was wondering what a brand name would be good for this area, sir.
Okay. Blackberries will do real well. I lived in Massachusetts for many years. My dad had a big garden, and he had different varieties of blackberries so that he had some coming at different times of the year.
Smart man.
And that way, you know, it's just like strawberries. People will plant all the same thing. They get a ton of strawberries for about 3 weeks, and then it's all over. So by planting different varieties that ripen at different times of the year, then you can have them for a much longer period of time. And it's not like you've got to buy 50 at one time. You can buy 5 plants or 3 plants. so that in one row you could have two or three varieties, and that way you could be picking for a much longer time. But what I would recommend that you do is dig out a trench that's going to be about 18 inches wide and about 18 inches deep. Scrape off all of the good soil that's there and put it on one side of your trench. And then get a wheelbarrow, and if you get some really junk-type soil, scoop it into your wheelbarrow, especially all the big rocks that are in there, and dispose of them. And then get some compost. You could get some animal manure and even some good soil. Blend them all together and backfill that trench. And that way your roots are going to have something that's nice and rich for them to get established. And the main reason that you want to do that is raspberries send out shoots. They send out underground runners. And if your soil is prepared in that trench, then the trench will have many more runners. And eventually, you'll have almost a hedge of blackberries or raspberries. And that's yeah. what my dad did. And they did very, very well. So your best thing is to go to your local garden center, see what they have available. And the other thing is if they only have one kind, go on the internet. And you're in Massachusetts?
Yes.
Okay, so you're a zone 5-6 in that area. So you want a blackberry that's going to be winter hardy for zone 5 or 6, and you want to select an early, a mid-season, and a late. And again, you're going to plant them about 18 inches apart. So if you've got a row that's going to be, let's say, 18 feet, then you would need 10 plants. And you could get 3 early, 4 mid-season, and 3 late. And then you'd have a continuous crop coming on your blackberries. And they'll do very, very well. The one thing that really helps for all of your raspberries and blackberries, they tend to get tall and they flop over.
Yeah.
So what my dad used to do is about a foot away from the plants, he put a stake every 4 feet, ran some wire, so he built like a brace, and it held them straight up in the air.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.